A federal court judge has ruled that Connecticut's 11 former death row inmates can sue the state for causing them, get a load of this, cruel and unusual punishment when they were resentenced to highly restrictive life terms. On the phone with us is my former colleague, State Representative Craig Fishbein. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Brad and Gary, the two best voices on radio.
Oh man. Flattery.
Boy, you know what to do.
Flattery like that, Craig, that'll get you everywhere with us.
I listen to you guys almost every morning, so
Well, thank you.
I appreciate the invitation.
You know, I can't thank you enough. So many people over the last couple of months, I mean, we're hearing from who either haven't listened to the show in a long time or it's their first time. You know, we like to mix pop culture and what's going on currently in the state or in the country along with mostly politics and everything and kind of wake people up to what's exactly happening and how the sausage is made, so to speak, up at our state capitol. And Craig, I mean, you're front row and center.
Big time.
Literally and physically.
Well, yeah. Actually, Craig used to sit in when I was in my second term. It was Craig's first term. This is a few years ago. He sat directly in front of me, if I'm not mistaken, in the House of Representatives chamber.
Yeah, one seat over, and I still maintain that seat.
Ah, yes. Okay, diagonally front. You know what? For my two terms, I also maintained the same seat in the House chamber. Because typically, you do move around from, every 2 years from term to term. But
I understand.
That's pretty cool. So how are
never was there, near there, but I understand.
I know you're out of session right now, but this is an interesting story.
It is.
Yeah.
A little stunning, actually. And I did have a chance to read. It's a two-page decision. It's very, very short. But, you know, things that the press didn't take up or address, it also prohibits the correctional institution from limiting recreational activity of these individuals to a maximum of 2 hours per day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I think that's perhaps a good limitation given, you know, there has to be some sort of structure here. Also prohibits them from employing no contact visitation. That's visitation where you're not allowed to have physical contact with another individual. The solitary confinement thing. I was stunned when I read it, and I have to, you know, at a level grieve for the victims of the heinous crimes these people have been convicted of.
Right. I mean, is this what they're describing as "quote unquote" cruel and unusual punishment? Is the solitary confinement and having no physical contact with friends and relatives and limiting themselves to 2 hours daily of outdoor activity? Is this the cruel and unusual punishment?
Yes, that is what essentially the court is saying.
Well, what about a police officer that killed him? What should his punishment be?
You mean the gentleman who killed the police officer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a proponent of the death penalty. I know we don't presently have that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, the death penalty is of concern at a level because we do see people that were convicted many years ago that now, through DNA technology, we find were innocent or, you know, there was other problems. But in today's world, with the technology that we have, I think the incident of those things happening is much less. So certainly I would not want to employ the death penalty with somebody who is innocent, certainly not.
Well, if they're innocent, they shouldn't be in jail in the first place, you know.
Agreed. But I can tell you that I was before the Board of Pardons and Paroles a few weeks ago with a client, and a gentleman was applying, and he successfully got a pardon. He was incarcerated for 19 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And evidently he shouldn't have been convicted.
Well, was he on death row?
He was not.
Okay.
He was not, but it was a very serious crime that he was convicted of, and he served 19 of, I think it was a life sentence. It was something like that.
Wow. Was it DNA evidence that got him off?
I believe that was a portion of it. And there was also a recanting of a crucial witness. But there's a gentleman who served 2 decades and, maintained his innocence throughout. And apparently he was innocent. And, it was a very emotional. I didn't know that was happening that day. That I was really present for that.
Oh, what do you think he's owed then?
Wow. Well, 2 decades of somebody's life is worth money. Certainly if we're...
Oh, yeah, to say the least.
Why doesn't somebody deserve money? I read something the other night where some kids were out and dancing with their father, who was let out of the prison for a little while because he had children. I saw that.
Yeah, I think that's a different situation. But here's a gentleman who was incarcerated, we'll say improperly, and his liberty was taken away from him by government for 2 decades. What other compensation can you give that individual than money?
Yeah, you can't give him his life back. You can't give him those 19 years back.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. So how do you quantify that? And I think there's a lot of components.
That's the golden question, Craig, is how do you quantify what 19 years is equivalent to on a monetary scale?
Yeah, but going back to the question, I have been a proponent of reinstituting the death penalty. Myself and my fellow members of the Conservative Caucus, which, Gary, I know you know about the Conservative Caucus.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We, every session, have proposed the reinstitution of the death penalty because at a level, I believe we see it as a deterrent to crime.
That's right. In a lot of European countries with lower homicides, lower heinous crimes, have already instituted the death penalty because it deters these insanely criminal activity.
Well, I don't know that I would use the word insanely because I don't know that the death penalty is actually a deterrent to an insane person.
Well, okay. You're right. They plead insanity. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a whole different frame of mind then.
Yeah. You're hoping that the individual who is not insane, who is potentially going to commit a heinous crime, thinks twice. Yeah. But the insane person doesn't think twice.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. So what are the chances, Craig? What are the chances of Connecticut once again reinstating a death penalty?
On a scale of 0 to 10, I would say it's a 2.
Okay. So you're saying there's a chance.
yes.
Hey, Connecticut's done everything else. They might as well do that.
Well, it once had a death penalty. What year did Connecticut eliminate the death penalty? Was it in the 90s, early 90s?
No, because it was after Komisarzewski.
Yes, Komisarzewski, that's right.
So it was the one. 2012.
And I remember the night.
Just before you got in.
Yeah, I think, that's true. Yeah, you know what it was? I was thinking of the last person who was executed on death row.
Is that Gary Ross or something?
Michael Ross.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was, I believe, in the 90s.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, the death penalty is a very... When, who's the gentleman who, with the bombing down south, the Mira building, the domestic terrorist, Timothy McVeigh?
Yeah.
When he was put to death, I pulled my car over, and I was emotional. Because, it's very sad that when humans have to get to that point, the eye for the eye. Mm-hmm. You grieve for the victims, but you grieve for humanity itself.
And that's something, and we're running out of time. We've got about 20 seconds here, but I think that's the portion of the equation that's not being considered. What about the victims? What about their families and the pain that they've endured? Don't they matter? Don't they count?
Oh, totally agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With 4 stars. Yep.
Hey, listen, Craig, thanks so much for being with us
this
morning.
Thank you, Greg.
You got to check in with us more often, my friend.
Yes.
I'm always ready and available.
Well, be careful what you ask for. I just may be calling upon you.